it's almost time to go three wide the high banks. We bring you the latest news stories and race recaps through all of NASCAR's top three series from the MHK. Time to put your armor on. Fasten those seatbelts as we're ready to go three wide on the track. Live from Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas, it's time for the Three Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's happening, everybody? This is the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. A new year, new season, EG3, same old host here with you guys, Eddie Greer III here with you guys for a brand new episode, first of 2019 of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, Gainer Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, Monster Energy, NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports on this series, or should really say season premiere, or whatever you want to call it, new year of the podcast. For those of you who have been listening for a while, I've been listening for a couple of years, thank you for returning to the podcast. And those of you who are new to this podcast, of course, I just said it, this is another NASCAR podcast on plenty of NASCAR podcasts out there in the world here over the last year or so that I got introduced last year. And tonight on deck, we're going to be talking about, of course, national championship game, Alabama and Clemson coming up. And the season premiere, is going to be divided into two parts. This is going to be part one of the series, season premiere of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. This is really Big D. Welcome back to the show. Thank you for coming back and for your help from last year doing your thing on the glass, over the glass, and exciting things are in the air. Of course, I'll talk about at the end of this first, the part one episode, about the other podcast that I'm going to do. I am really anxious and at the same time excited about that, trying to give it a lot of a pump up here, and it should be getting a lot of pump up here because we should be getting excited about that. So, but anyways, I'm back on track here. Of course, Alabama Clemson, folks, playing for another national championship. The only time they have it, this is like a trilogy, but we're past that though. Well, a trilogy, Big D, in terms of national championship ball games, this is going to be a third time that the two teams will be going after each other for the claimed stake of the best college football team in the nation. And of course, the other time, Alabama knocked off Clemson in the semifinal a couple of years ago, which sent Alabama back to the national title game. And why I'm doing this? Why? Because I will identify who's Alabama and who is Clemson in this season premiere of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. First, Alabama. Of course, Alabama, they just keep on reloading each and every year. And I just don't know how Nick Saban does it. I mean, year after year, you bring in national championship caliber players to your organization, and yet you put down nearly undefeated season after undefeated season, either that or one loss teams. But this, since Nick Saban's come on to the scene, he has left it. Not only, obviously, even before Nick Saban came to Alabama, there was a storied rich history for Alabama. Well, this Nick Saban has elevated that probably quadruple the times that Alabama's been in the title game, and they'll be in it again on Monday night. Of course, part two, I'll be recording right before the national championship game. I'm recording this on Sunday, yeah. Sunday, almost getting it crossed up because of the days been mixed up because of work. Sunday, January 6, 2019, and really, we're really coming up fast on another brand new NASCAR season. It's almost upon us here. Before we know it, we're going to be talking about Daytona coming up. But I'm going to identify who's Alabama here in just a little bit. I want to put the bookend to the EG3 Awards from last month. Of course, if you have not checked it out, you better go back there and go ahead and listen to that as well. Gave out all the awards from last year. And I want to put a book into that. Why? Because I believe I left out an award on the Cup side due to being rushed out of there. And my crew chief on the Monster Energy Cup Series side of things turned this team around and getting to the round of eight. That's none other than Clint Bowyer. Finally, Bowyer getting back to victory. And Bugga made some big time calls on top of that pick box last year. And one of those, of course, led to a huge win at Michigan. And of course, Martinsville, Clint Bowyer, over 160 plus winless streak snapped at the paperclip. And Bowyer, even the performance in the playoffs was dismal. He had a great year in that 14. And the question is, obviously, and I'm going to probably say this even more as we get going here in 2019. You know, I'm not going to say anything about this new package. So I see, you know, obviously Daytona is going to be the same package as it was last year on Richard Plates. And then after that, all hell is going to break loose probably. Starting in Atlanta with this new package, which I call it here on the 3-Hour Podcast. If you guys have been familiar about it, it is the Tapered Spacer package. But for those of you who aren't, who just tuning into the show this year or want to know about it, well, NASCAR going into this year wanted to change it up because I've heard it on all the podcasts I listen to. I've heard it from multiple drivers and friends and fans that they seen last year, 2018 was the best year they seen the action. Even though, you know, the big three dominated throughout most of the year until the playoffs happened there last year. But big three, you had Chase Elliott coming alive last year, and great passing all across the board, great racing action. I mean, yeah, there are a few duds in there. Yes, you're gonna have that, and in the season of NASCAR from time to time. You're going to have those that somebody's going to be hooked up and go and really taking the field to sleep. And with this package, you know, I'm a little worried about this. I mean, yeah, you know, you want to see, you know, you don't want to see leader, you know, go out to an 8-second lead, 8-10-second lead like we saw Harvick do multiple times last year. And so forth. So NASCAR said, hey, well, let's just get the field a little closer and try out this, whatever the hell this is, this sure plate package. And yeah, I'm a little worried and nervous about it because, you know, we have four of these races, plate races, each year, Daytona, Talladega, two there, two here. And we're all going to be watching. That's for sure how this is going to go down, especially after Daytona 500 is in the books. And what it NASCAR decided to say, well, let's just debut this at one of the older tracks in all NASCAR in Atlanta Motor Speedway, my home state. And, you know, after all what's been said, you know, about trying to repave that racetrack and whatnot, kudos to them for not doing that because it has its own characteristics of the trackers to the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3 back in the building for another year with you guys. Excited, Eddie Greer, 30 with you guys here tonight on the season premiere of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. This is really, before I carry on, set season two individually, nationally, carrying this podcast. And this is, I believe, BD, I think it's the fourth or fifth year in total that I've been doing this. So, and getting my product, getting my opinion based out there. So, a lot of people have been listening, and I appreciate that for sticking around and really following me up until this point. So, very grateful for you guys, and also earning more friends and family as well from last year, and very anticipation of this year. We, you know, it's just around the corner, folks. So we'll see about how this year plays out. And, you know, the package again, Atlanta. They have Fontana, that West Coast swing. You know, for what it is, you know, I mean, if we say, all right, so if we say we saw, we loved the racing last year, then why we changed the package? I don't understand that. I mean, I've gone back and listened to some of the podcasts to try and learn a little bit more. I love learning more about the sport, and it is, we all love learning about the sport, and it's going to continue as we move along here. But, you know, I've heard it a lot of times. You know, I love the racing that's happening. I love this. I love the side by side action. But we changed it to the point where now, I mean, last year we saw the restricted plates take action at the All-Star race, which, you know, half the drivers at the All-Star race said the action was pretty good. And Kyle Larson was in between here and there. And Logano, I believe he was also the same as Kyle Larson. Can't remember if that's exactly right or not. But anyways, everybody came out of the gate after that saying, damn, you know, that's some exciting racing. We want more of it. And we saw it at Pocono, which, Pocono, you can't get an exciting racing lick out there. We saw the plate package with the trucks at Pocono last summer, and that didn't do diddly squat. Still saw the same thing. Everybody spread out in Pocono as an aging surface also, so that's not some cupcake track where you just go out there and try to get exciting racing out there. After the restart, yeah, it gets spread out there. Michigan, kind of the same thing as well with the Xfinity Series last year. I mean, yeah, we saw some good passing from it, but we still saw the same result of guys being strung out, and that's a super fast racetrack at that. And NASCAR, they wanted to cut speeds down on the straight, or something about the straightaways, and being, if I'm right about this, if not, you can correct me on Twitter at EG3_FastEddie. But they want to, I think what it is when they want to slow down the corners and make it all equal on the straightaways. I think it might be the other way around. I can't remember. But anyways, the overall point, folks, is that they want to make all competitors close. I don't know how the heck they're going to do that, but we're sure as heck it's going to find out together here when all three series go to Atlanta in a couple of months to get this package started. So again, I'm not going to make any predictions because I ain't seen nothing with this package yet. All I can base it off of is the trucks and the Xfinity doing it last year, and we didn't really see, I mean, Michigan, we saw it here and there, but we didn't really see exciting racing. So, I mean, you know, all the people have said, you know, there were more exciting racing, things like that, but yet, you know, a lot of people, and it's their opinion, you know, there are a lot of opinions out there in the world, in the USA, and even across the world that tune in to watch the sport of NASCAR. So, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be tune in to the television set over the weekend, see how this is going to play out. Of course, though, let's not, before all that happens, though, we have the Daytona 500 and Speed Weeks. And also this other action that's about to kick off in a little less than 2 weeks with the Rolex 24 down there. And Supercross is about to start. There are a lot of things going about to happen here before Speed Weeks arrives. And of course, you got the Clash going on. So definitely, if you're a racing fan, definitely get excited and get ready, because this year is going to be probably interesting that we have seen it in quite some time. Listen to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3. All right, Big D, let's move on to the NASCAR team, or I should say, yeah, the NASCAR team that is Alabama. And we have seen this individual. We talked about him already. We mentioned him already on the podcast already in Alabama. Of course, just tuning in, Alabama Clemson play tomorrow night. So when this goes up tonight, you'll be listening. This is going to be a two-parter. So this is part one that you're listening to tonight. So Alabama, Clemson, battling for another national championship tomorrow night over in Santa Clara, California. And they have dominated the college football nation for the last five years or so. And it leads me Alabama, Kevin Harvick in that 14 is Alabama. This is a good case right here. No question. Kevin Harvick last year, of course, made it to the Final Four. Homestead, the only, finished third. And he was one of two drivers, even though we call it the Big Three. He was one of two drivers to have huge, put up big time numbers last year on the track. And Kevin Harvick, he should have won at least 10 races, probably more than what he should have, but especially in the playoffs, dominated regular season. And in the playoffs, got handcuffed later for the spoiler, which took away a win at Texas. And he luckily escaped there, transferring in, unless other circumstances don't happen, like Kurt Busch, Denny Hamlin, Big D, and Chase Elliott getting in there. We could be talking about last November, a different story with that race team and how they were handcuffed there, caught cheating. Let's not go cut corners. They cheated at Texas. Ronnie Childers out, and no question, their performance at Homestead, you know, they were cooking in daytime with the setup, and then once it hit sun down under the lights, guys, they weren't as good. And, you know, had not having Ronnie Childers, had to affect, you know, that race team at some sort, and probably did. You know, yes, Tony Gibson did a good job, but, you know, not having a leader, the captain that ship, Ronnie Childers, in that bunch, you know, makes wonders, you know, having one of the dominant seasons, and neither him or Kyle Busch did not win a championship. It ended to be Joey Logano winning the title last year, as we all know by now, winning that title, getting up on the horse, and basically ripping away championship away from those two, and throwing Martin Truex Jr. in there as well. But Kevin Harvick's numbers here, unbelievable from a year ago. You're talking about an average, from the numbers that I've racked up from 2018, average starting position, ninth, in the middle of the race, eighth, average finish, ninth, and of course, average running position was eighth. It could have been way more than that, but take away that here. Laps inside the top 15. 8,759 into the top 15. Fast laps. 1,295. And then, of course, you know, that's 85% of the time with the top 15. And then, you know, he led 19% of laps last year, almost leading over 2,000 laps. Didn't get it. 1,990. And then, a lot of numbers thrown at you here early on in the year already. And then, driver rating, 115.5 for Kevin Harvick. This cat has been one of the dominating drivers in the sport since going to Stuart Haas Racing. I've said this also in this podcast multiple times. Kevin Harvick, since going over there, of course, having that championship back in 14, five wins in 14, 3, 4, 2, and 8, and that's 10, 14, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 22 wins, and I might be wrong, but 22 wins with Stuart Haas Racing. I might be a year ahead, but I believe he joined Stuart Haas Racing in 14. And 22 wins, that should be more than what it is. Of course, stepping on your own feet, not either that or pit crew screwing up, which, or all of the above, making mistakes on pit road, which you saw in the playoffs a lot last year for Harvick. So 22 could be more and could have at least two championships, really, making four out of five Final Four appearance, championship four appearances. So, you can't knock away that stat there. He's been on a man and an all man on a mission since going over there, since tagging up with Ron Childers. This four team has been, it seemed like every week this team unloads. Obviously, last year, the year before last year, they're working out the kinks of their new manufacturer, Ford, and then they came on strong at the end of the year, and then it just carried on through 2018, and now with the unknowns of this package, and also you throw another curveball. Once again, you go to the Mustang this year, and not only that, you got to include the new package, race package for this year also, and then you're still, some races you're going to go back to the old package from last year also. So mostly we're going to see, we're seeing that again, that we want to try to get excited racing, all this and that. And yeah, so Harvick easily, when you look at his performance, folks, should be a two-time champion, maybe three, but it's not, and Harvick is stuck with the only one championship. It's hard to be, with all the success they've had together since Kevin Harvick made the move over there, only one championship over there. So, but can't deny the fact that this has been one of the more dominating drivers in the sport for the last several seasons. So Kevin Harvick is the Alabama without all those national championships, or would you say Monster Energy NASCAR Cup championships with just one. So he's been right in the thick of things, ladies and gentlemen. And can he get his second before he hangs it up? He's getting up there in age now, but he's still putting down the fast laps you just mentioned a few moments ago, and going out here and just putting guys down, the Harvicking. Will he do it again this year? Again, the big question mark. How close, how spot on will they be? And not only with that team, but Stuart Haas Racing, those fours will be with the package coming in the upcoming season. You're listening to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, rolling along with EG3 in the building. Big D also here in the EG3 Garage, Cross Glass, rolling out the music. So, Harvick, the Alabama, in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Huge news, changing gears now to the Xfinity Series. We had two of them, and I have my opinion on the other one in part two. But big news coming out of the Xfinity Series, focusing on the Xfinity Series in Roush Fenway Racing. I stumbled on this on Thursday night, and how about this, folks? Roush Fenway Racing, after all that has been through, you know, this, all that success, Mark Martin, Carl Edwards, Matt Kenta, all the above, y'all know what it is. Roush Fenway Racing shutting down their Xfinity Series program. Big D is looking up the article right now. He's got it up on the clipboard right now. But it was not like in the last several years they were putting up hot numbers like Kevin Harvick in the Xfinity Series. I mean, Ryan Reed. And then, of course, last year that ugly stat of the 60 car wrecking out in probably 90% of those races with Majeski, Chase Briscoe, or Austin Center in that car. That car seemed to wreck every race that was in the field, and people were really getting after him on the joking side of things. But that's no joke, losing all that money. And of course, the performance on the Cup side has been sucking last few years, and that's putting it very lightly with this team. I have bashed Roush Fenway Racing over the past, seems like, ever since this podcast has started with their performance, and this might be for the good for them. because their Xfinity Series program ain't doing nothing. Yes, they won a couple of races, plate race with Ryan Reed and all that. They weren't hot. But last year, they weren't in victory lane. Of course, Ryan Reed didn't get the victory lane last year. And the 60 car, like I said, wrecked out almost every race. So there was that, losing money after that. And then you got, I was really excited about the Xfinity Series. And now with the news, especially the last couple of days, I was really excited capping off last year's episode. You know, I was really pumped up, you know, about where the Xfinity Series is. With all the Christopher Bell being back, Justin Allgaier, all those guys, Ross Chastain, and now with all the with a couple of these big name organizations shutting down the Xfinity Series program, what if for the Xfinity Series? And we talk about, you know, we have a bright future with NASCAR. We have all these young gunners: Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Austin Dillon, to name a few. Off the top of my head, Bubba Wallace and these guys. But without now, with two Xfinity Series programs shutting down, you know, and I haven't read an article that I am going to read before part two, you know, all the Cup drivers invading, hurting, you know, the Xfinity Series, you know, all this domination, all this other stuff, things like that. So, you know, you gotta wonder, you know, but for Ross Chastain Racing, focusing on this team, you know, you know, it's been ugly. It's been ugly with this organization not getting the victory lane. Steve Newmark made the announcement and confirmed it on Sirius XM Radio this past week. Of course, I mentioned Mark Martin, the ringleader of this organization when it started winning all those races. Newmark told Claire B. Lang on Sirius XM saying that this organization is dialed and focused on trying to get the Cup Series, and I'm summarizing this up, back to where it needs to be, performing in the top 10, top 5, and eventually getting in the victory lane. And of course, you know, last year, all the episodes, the exotic episode of, you know, Trevor Bayne not performing well in that 6, let's boot him out. Get Matt Kenseth back in here and try him out a little bit. And obviously, I've told a story on this podcast, you know, seeing Matt Kenseth in person running in the back of the field, 35th, 36th at Kansas Speedway. That was unheard of. And he was laps down and obviously eventually wrecking out of that race. And we saw the 6 team improve over the course of the second half of the year. Of course, Matt Kenseth, obviously not going to be back, obviously is going into the sunset for good, probably this time. So the 6 is improving, I'll give him that. But Stenhouse, no wins last year. And the Cinderella last year, Stenhouse, 2 wins over street plate tracks. And all we can call him now, oh damn, he's the plate master now. But we all can remember Daytona, the Stenhouse Fest in prime time, wrecking out all those cars and things like that. Stenhouse did not perform the way he should be performing, and Stenhouse is a 2-time Xfinity Series champion. He has not performed, other than last year, he has not performed up to standards at all. This is big. So, what now? If this team, this team adds Ryan Newman into the mix, taking over Turbine and Newman. Ryan Newman in that 6 car, Stenhouse in that 17 car. It's going to be an interesting dynamic to see how they interact. And now you throw away, put the garbage disposal on for the Xfinity program, put that in the bank, or you should say in a disposal. And now you all have your Cup teams. You have no excuses now. So yeah, this is a positive for them. I'll give them that. This is a positive for this team, organization. Why? Because this team used to be a threat on a racetrack back in the day with all those big-time names. I mentioned a few of them earlier. Jeff Burton, put him in the mix there. Edwards, Mark Martin, Matt Kenseth. And then the list goes on and on. And at one point, 2005, they had all their cars in the chase for the Nextel Cup, if I remember that correctly. Had half of the 10 car field, or 5. 5 of the 10 were Ross Chastain Racing cars, and now they have been irrelevant last couple years And other than Stenhouse winning, you know, they got to show they can win other than plate tracks. I mean, yeah, anybody can win those. I mean, that's a wild card in itself. We all know that. But the performance on this racetrack, can they get it done? Can they put it together? And this is the right start for them. Get rid of it because they have not had success. Ryan Reed's won a couple again. Here's the word again, plate tracks. More specifically, Daytona for Ryan Reed. But now you relieve that consequence of not having guys come in the program in Rational Racing. Jack Ross specifically had the best talent, young talent in the business. And now you throw it in the garbage and you got to basically start, all right, we have to eliminate one problem in the Xfinity Series. We ain't getting it done. So we're going to move on from that and focus on these two cars. There's one time there are five car organization. Trim down to three, and Greg, and the names coming up to me, Big D. Now, Greg Biffle was a part of that success as well. We haven't heard him, a peep out of him, in like 2 years, maybe more than that. So, you cannot fathom this organization. I mean, if this organization, again, with the unknown of the spaceship package, If they can't get it done with the cut pin team, what they got, they eliminated all the extra distraction, I guess, I'm going to call it, and focusing solely on Ryan Newman's team is Ricky Stenhouse. If they can't get the performance the way it need to be with this, might be looking at more changes and possibly, I don't know, relieving Ricky Stenhouse. Because you're already replacing, this is your third driver in that six car, and 15 to 20 races. So you have another cat in that six. This time he's full-time. Ryan Newman coming over from the RCR camp. RCR, for those of you who don't know, Richard Childress Racing. And Ricky Stenhouse Jr.'s been there. And there was a lot of hype from him coming out of the Xfinity Series. He ain't done a peak, even though he has won two cup races via plate tracks, Daytona, Talladega. He hasn't done much. I mean, he's put together some solid runs every once in a while, but he has not been consistent. And, you know, for what it is, I mean, could this favor Stenhouse? We'll have to see. I mean, play tracks and all that, you know, it's one thing. But, you know, this is huge for them. If they can't get out of the doghouse early, this is huge. This is going to be big. This team, organization, can't hit early on with setups early, it's going to be another long year, and you're looking at, again, major changes, especially, I believe Stenhouse is next, because he has not lived up the potential at all, and yes, the whole Danica thing, and everything, yeah, you can just move that aside. Stenhouse moved on, and you have got to realize now that Steve Newark has put himself in position now, more scrutiny. You just got your cup teams now, and you don't have that Xfinity presence now, and you just, this is all you got. So, yeah, pressure's on, because you put away that Xfinity program, wasn't doing much. You sacrificed that for the benefit of the organization, so we can focus on these two cat teams being up in the top 10, top 15 somewhere, and maybe possibly getting up in the top 5 somewhere. And competing, this is the big key. If they aren't close early on, you're looking at another year. And Rossman Racing did not get to victory lane last year after Stenhouse sneaking up on the world NASCAR world last year. So I thought that was a little surprising, to be honest. You know, getting rid of the Xfinity program. Ryan Reed has success, even though he hasn't won a bunch of races, and obviously the 60 car was a pain in the butt, or a pain in the ass, you know, because of the fact that you had three drivers, all of them wrecking out every race, that car probably only survived, what, a 5-6 races, maybe? It's less than 10. I guarantee you that. It's less than 10. I probably go say less than 9. If I go back and look at the numbers of that 60 car crashing out of every race. But yeah, so Steve Newark making the bold decision, like, hey, we're gonna not focus or put our energy into the program. We're going to look solely on putting back together this cut program and everything else. So definitely a huge news, and then more news coming out of the Xfinity series as well. Stunning news over the announcement I mentioned over the season finale back in December with DC Solar. With all that, there's a major fallout of that. I'll talk about that in part two. So I'm leaving that for part two. So definitely Xfinity. Some stunning news there. So no Ryan Reed, at least for now, while we're talking, and no Ty Majeski either. But we know Austin Cindric is tacked for the 22. And for Chase Briscoe, we've heard news here and there if he's going to take over the other ride for Stuart Haas. But for that 98 car, but you know, we'll have to see going down for if that's confirmed or not. You're listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. A couple of notes here before we wrap the show here tonight. Of course, the Chili Bowl coming up. I'm hoping to have. I haven't texted Mick yet, Big D, but I will at some point. But hopefully, when he comes back from the Chili from Tulsa, get his lowdown on the Chili Bowl. But we've seen Christopher Bell and Kyle Larson go after one another in New Zealand, really, since the offseason started. We shouldn't be surprised. We did an episode about those guys, you know, going at it after one another on dirt, a friendly dirt rivalry, if you will. These two really clone each other the way they drive on the racetrack and on dirt. It's pretty amazing to see every time, you know, a show's been put on dirt, these two guys are the top of the class every time. You know, I don't think it's going to change heading down this Chili Bowl in Tulsa here in a couple of weeks. Hopefully, I have Mick on. I've talked to him about that on the show. Also, got a special guest lined up here, which will play. The interview has not been done yet, but it will be done in the next 2 weeks, which I hope to have that up by the end of the month, either that or the 1st of February. So, very excited to have guest on the podcast. So already have a guest locked down for the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. I mentioned Rolex 24 early on as Nate Ryan heads down to cover his first Rolex 24 I read this past week. So a lot of activity. The engines are getting fired up here as we approach another racing season. And before we close the books on the first episode of the 2019, yes, this is happening. I have not made an announcement on my group page for Martin Truex Jr. This is going to happen. This is not, no playing games. This, for those of you who did not listen to the season finale, go back and check that out. Made the announcement that Truex Nation, we rise, going down. Set a date. I set a date. It's pinned to my Twitter profile at EG3_FastEddie. Truex Nation, we rise specifically. Again, any Cup fans can join us, but specifically, top of the heap, Martin Truex Jr. fans, this podcast is for you. But still, like I said, this is not going to be about trucks. If any major news happens, I will talk about that. But we will still talk about Cup racing and Cup news on that. But I put away Xfinity trucks, going to be talked about here on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Cup and Truex 19 team, Truex Nation, we rise, folks. I know there's more than 36 followers on. I know there's more than 36 Martin Truex Jr. fans out there. If you're a Martin Truex Jr. fan, I suspect y'all to tell your fellow fans, tell your Martin Truex Jr. fans as well, specifically them, especially all cast, especially Martin Truex Jr. fans, especially those guys. Get on it. We already have a Twitter made already. There's been some tweets already on that. I know there's more than 36. Get on it. We gotta get it revved up. This is going to be big. And I thought about this before the playoffs started. Didn't want to do it because I thought it would be just weird doing that. But new season, new number. Thought, hey, let's throw a shot in the dark and see how it goes. And I've gotten plenty of good responses already. Truex Nation, we rise. And I'm going to give them a plug, shameless plug. Truex Nation _19 is the handle. at TrueXNation_19. It's going to be hosted by yours truly, EG3. I am pumped up. Of course, yes, have not known now by now, have not been listening to this podcast, I am a Martin Truex Jr. fan, and exciting things are on the horizon for that. Get on that. Spread the word also about this podcast. I will be going on there and telling them about it. So I'm very anxious to see what happens on that front. But yeah, for seriously, go tell your friends, retweet it, spread the word. January 18th, Truex Thursdays will happen. January 18th. Season premiere of Truex Nation, We Rise, going down, folks. Cannot wait. Of course, through our NASCAR podcast, we'll roll on as usual. Again, through our NASCAR podcast, Podcast Central, iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom, Stitcher. Y'all know what it is. Join the movement, EG3, 3Wide. We're just getting started here in 2019. Big things are on horizon. I am excited, very pumped up for this upcoming season. Big D, it's time to wrap this thing up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to close the books on the first edition of 2019 on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Big D, thanks for your hard work. Once again, Eddie Greer III saying thank you for tuning in to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. And we'll be back with part two on Monday night. This is going to go up tonight. And stay tuned Monday night. I'm hoping to have that up before kickoff of Alabama and Clemson. Again, part two is coming up tomorrow, so you want to stay tuned for that. Again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys so much for tuning in to tonight's episode, part one of the season premiere, season four, and really, nationally, season two, but overall, this is like the fifth year I've been doing this. But anyways, season premiere 2019 of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. We out.
Thanks for listening to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. You can follow Eddie on Twitter at EG3_FastEddie. Make sure you are subscribing and downloading the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom, and more. We'll see you next time going 3Wide.